hadden dan een fiets. As the program commences now, you all shout to the week, hallelujah.
That
hallelujah will reveal that as a youth gathering, it
will
not be as the hallelujah of the aged people.
It
will be hallelujah of the youth. Therefore, I want you to be prepared.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, one glory. Shall we all have our seat?
Ni oruko Jesu.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Baba wa ati Olorun wa dupe lowo yin
Oluwa. Father, my God, bless your name.
Fun akoko to dara te mu awon eniyan yi wa si.
For the wonderful time you have brought this people into. For this great grace you have given them. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. For a very good time like this. That you have made them to be. And the privilege you give unto them to listen to your word. To believe. And to progress. Lord, I say glory be to your name, O Lord. Father, yeah, and everywhere this ministration gets
you,
especially for all the male and female youth, use your word to encounter their lives. Use your word to encounter their lives. Use your word to destroy the works of darkness. Every plan and evil conspiracy to fight over their lives. Lord, overtake the devil. Overtake the devil over every life. Anyone among those youth. And the devil is prepared ready to hurt them, make them sick or hit
others.
Under this ministration, Lord,
by
the power of your word, Lord, destroy all those plans in Jesus' name. This youth convention, Lord, we introduce a great transformation upon them. And their life shall not remain the same again. For in Jesus' name alone. Amen. Like a youth. The stronger, amen. A mighty amen.
Let's
put our hands together for Jesus one more time.
Looking.
I welcome you into this gathering of youth, the youth for this year. As I prayed for you, it shall be done. I want you to be offensive. For all the period you used to be before the Lord, I want you to be very attentive as I've told you. To hear what God wants us to hear, and to know what God wants us to know, and to do the things He wants us to do. Let's ensure we are very attentive. Don't allow anything in the
room.
Ensure you are very attentive. All the messages, the preaching and the seminars, everything, and the prayers that will lead us into to pray. Ensure you are very diligent to do everything. And as a youth, ensure you have a very effective journal. This will help you now and even in days to come. It is well with you. The topic of this first message, godliness and its secret.
godliness and its secret.
Iwe Timothy ukeni.
First Timothy.
Ori keni.
Chapter 4.
Ezekini.
Verse 1.
All
through verse 8. I'm going to read unto you. As I call it out, open your Bible and also write it down. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1. All through 8. And how it reads. Now. The Spirit speaketh expressly. That in the latter times. Shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil, speaking lies and hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanded to abstain from me, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Now, verse 6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of this thing, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourish up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou as a chief. Now it says, but refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come.
Say amen.
And in the place I've read unto you, I'm discussing with you.
And
I call the topic godliness and its secret. Do you know that during your youthful period, godliness is important for your life? Godliness is very important for your life. Paul knew this. And that was why he told Timothy, who was a youth then. Paul was talking to Timothy. He wrote the word of God unto him. Now revealing the secret of godliness unto him. And the prophets that are there. And these are the things that help Timothy to be successful in life. And I pray in Jesus' name, as you hear this word as well, you shall also be successful in life. I said you shall also be successful. I declare you shall also be successful in life. I want you to consider that. Paul said, the Spirit of the Lord emphasizes that in the latter time, people shall depart from faith. They claim to believe, but they are no more there. Now they will be attentive to seducing spirits. Those spirits through audible voice, through visions and dreams. They will be given heed to seducing spirit and doctrines of the devil. They will be acting many hypocritical things in all ways. They will be teaching that this and that and that, everything like that, are forbidden. said, but you remember them. You emphasize it. What faith means. You keep emphasizing what is called faith. That if you do it, if you teach them what faith means and how we can acquire genuine faith, what faith stands upon, that you shall be a good servant, you be a good servant of Christ, that teaches with the word of the gospel and the doctrine in it. In the place I got to, he was telling him the responsibility as a servant of God. And how he told him what his personal life will become. You have your career different and your personal life different as well. He told him his career as a minister of God, he must teach people faith and what it stands upon. But this your own personal life, you yourself, you refuse profane words or the fabus of the old wives, you by yourself don't table your life on the vain words or the fabus of the old mother, but you table your life upon the word of God, on the doctrine of the word of God, on the mind of God. Now you train and nurture yourself unto Godliness, telling him the picture of his own personal life. Told him the responsibility according to his ministry. You train yourself unto godliness. Exercises have a little privilege, but godliness profitable unto all things, having promise for the life that you are now living and for the life that is to come. And I pray, as you hear this message, the rain of the grace of God fall upon your life. I say the rain of God's grace fall upon your life. These are part of the world that helped Timothy. I could see that Paul told him that this your present time is the most precious moment for you on earth, and that you must train yourself unto godliness. This godliness will enable you to be profitable in this life and the life after. Today as well, the secret that God told Timothy through the mouth of Paul, this secret was still unchangeable. As it was then, even till now, it is. And that was why God has instructed me to tell you about godliness. I want to draw your attention to something before you go into that message. When Paul could say that time, that people will depart from faith and follow deceptive spirits, how much more are this generation? If Paul could tell that to Timothy at that age, that means we are this generation, we are very concerned with the world. Because we are the end time by the signs we could see all around. Therefore, we need to understand this secret. We need to understand what godliness is all about. about. And we need to understand the secret therein. And to stand there. Therefore, brothers and sisters, has the Lord given you the privilege to be at this your youthful moment like this? I want you to know you can't make use of this moment twice. And in all the period you are going to spend on
earth,
your youthful period is a precious one.
And
that was why I blessed God on your behalf, because you acknowledged God during that time. Because many youths that the devil wasted their youthful period. And anyone whose youthful period has been wasted will cry at the end age. I'm going to emphasize it to you. The youthful period of a man is the best, the most precious, and the most glorious. That when the things get away, that means the person has lost totally.
Àrídámú tó ṣe wípé kò ní jẹ́ kó jìyà nígbà tó bá dàgbà.
Is that the youthful period won't acquire the achievement that will not make him suffer when he grows old?
Àkókò ọ̀dọ́ ni ènìyàn máa ṣe àwọn nǹkan àbọ̀wà bá èyí ó ran ìdí ọjọ́ iwájú ẹ̀ lọ́wọ́.
Is that the youthful period that one works in for the coming days to come?
Nítorí náà, ara nǹkan tí o gbọ́dọ̀ mọ̀ ní àkókò ọ̀dọ́ rẹ.
Therefore, these are things you must understand, as this is your youthful period. Wọ́n
ní ìwà bí Ọlọ́run jẹ́.
Godliness is part of it.
Ẹ wípé ìwà bí Ọlọ́run.
Everybody say godliness. Say it loud and clear. Godliness. Now to go into the pool of this message, and for you to understand what the message is all about, we are going to check this message in 3 points. Point 1 for the consideration. Explanation and the meaning of godliness. Point 2 for the consideration. Privileges and the benefit of godliness. Point 3 for the consideration. Secret unto godliness. I repeat my prayer that the devil will have no impact over your life in Jesus' name.
Sàdánì ti dàbí ìgbà pé ó gba nǹkan sọnù lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ nínú ìpàgọ́ yìí.
If there is anyone that never has taken anything away from, by this convention the Lord will restore the thing unto me. Now I'm checking on point 1. Explanation and meaning of godliness. I'm checking back 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. But refuse profane. There are some words of men, some fables, and some words that are like motivational words. Refuse profane and old wives' fables. And exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Godliness. The same 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Chapter 6. I'm reading verse 11. It says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things. What are the things to flee from? The love of money. The love of money. Covetousness. Lack of satisfaction. Lord, those are the things that we should keep on. How the things you have to pursue and follow after righteousness, godliness. These are the things you have to pursue.
Faith,
love, patience,
obedience.
Iwa tutu.
Meekness.
Oni ma le pare.
Pursue them.
To ba tin le pa awon kan
wonyi. When you pursue these things,
yoo mu ko saseyori lemi ati lara.
It will enable spiritual and physical success.
O le pa ododo iwa bi Olorun igbagbo ife suru iwa tutu ko ma ma we.
When you pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, patience and meekness, you be brilliant.
O le le pare ko ma si aseyori.
You can't pursue them and not be successful.
O le le pare ko ma pass iwa edge.
You can't pursue them and not pass your
head. You
can't pursue it and not be more excellent than your
colleagues. Jam.
You can't pursue it and not pass your jam.
Gbogbo awon idanwo bi ju pepu ni gbogbo eni o le lepe ko ma pass.
Examination that advance the levels, everything you pass them.
O le lepa re ki emi tita yo ebun tita yo ko ma fara ninu aye.
You can't pursue them and excellent and glorious people not the manifestation of your life.
O le lepa ododo iwa bi Olorun.
Is that pursue righteousness, godliness?
Ti mo ti mo lepa oge sise.
In place of pursuing passion.
Eyi to ma mu ko pe
which makes him to linger at the
pursue,
which makes him to be at the mirror for about 30 minutes.
Listen,
you drop all those things. And from today, you pursue righteousness. Read your book, study the Bible. What is called righteousness?
Pursue.
That what is called godliness? Pursue
it.
What is called faith?
Gbogbo ìwé tó bá ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa nǹkan wọ̀nyí ká.
All the literature that talks about these things, read and understand. Every literature book and writing that talks about righteousness, read and understand, because you have been ordered to pursue it. Every literature book that talks about godliness, receive it, read it, if it is message, hear it. Everything that talks about faith, everything that talks about love, everything that talks about patience, everything that talks about meekness, you must seek, find, read and understand it, because you have been ordered to pursue it. Like the six things mentioned, and all the six things mentioned, and I will pick just one, godliness. This is very, very important. Listen. It is not the name you change when you believe in the title of God. It is not the name you change. Baptism that we did is not the target of God. We do it as a cardinal teaching to symbolize that we have believed. But the target of God to have saved us. The target of God to have led us into salvation. Listen to me carefully. He wants everyone, both young and old, to become like him. God wants to be like him on earth. And that was the reason why he saved us. Men have gotten lost away from God from the Garden of Eden. And through the way of faith, God made create a way of restoration. Because the reason why God created you, God wants to see people like him on earth. As young as you are, God wants to use you to torment the devil on
earth.
Even the devil is a spirit more evil than men. God created men to frustrate him on earth. God wants to display the power of his mightiness in the life of man and reflect on the devil. God wants to molest the devil. And that was why he created man from dust. And that was why he implanted the spirit into man.
God implanted the spirit that he himself will live there. Godliness, character like God. God wants us to become like him. And that was why he saved us. He wants us to become like him in all things. He wants us to become like him in all things. Therefore, the godliness I'm talking about, it is a very foundation for a man to fulfill his destiny. Without a man living a life of godliness, he will be unable to see God, let alone get to where God lives. That is the underwear for any man that wants to fulfill his destiny on
earth.
Therefore, godliness is very important. I can explain godliness in two perspectives for you. When we say godliness, in the number one way, it means existing like God exists. How does God exist? That is existing in form of holiness and imperfection. And it is by faith that you can accomplish this thing. By faith in Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. And the Lord said, let us create man in our likeness, according to our image. According to our image. What is the image? God wants man to become like him. That is godliness. And the image of God is holiness. This holiness is the inward sanctification. Inward in the thought of the mind. Holiness in the motives of the mind. Holiness in the intentions of the mind. Inward holiness that reflects outwardly. God wants man to be holy. When we are discussing godliness, it means to be holy. That holiness differs from cleanliness. Inward sanctification in our
heart.
He also wants man to be perfect, to be holy, to be perfect, without blame, without blemish. As Colossians 1 verse 22 has said, from verse 21, we have been enemies to God in our characters and attitude. Now he has reconciled with us by
death.
And he has brought us before the Lord without blame, without blemish, and without spot. Brothers and sisters, I'm trying so much to explain godliness unto you. It is very important for you to know as you are at your youthful age, existing in the form of God of his holy and perfection. You are called to pursue him. Pursue to become like him. Hallelujah. That was the essence of God's creation for your life. And that was the reason why God created you in the world. He wants you to become like him. There is something he wants to do if you can become like him. And that was our initial form of creation. But the devil wrought wickedness unto your life. Make men to lose godliness. Now, the essence of faith in Jesus is this. To restore the lost godliness unto our lives. Therefore, it is the focus of God. God wants us to become like him. In another meaning, when we say godliness, now, godliness in the first part, you have understand.
Just to be like him.
Pelati tabire.
In another dimension, means character like of God. Character like of God. It means possessing the characters that are of God. What are the characters of God? That if we possess them, we will say this character belongs to God. Characters of God are fruit of the Spirit. These are the fruit of the Spirit in the life of the believers. You find it in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. They call it love. God says that God loved men. God loved all men. All men. Love. Joy. Joy. Peace. Long suffering. Gentleness. Goodness. Faith. Meekness. Temperance. Against all these, they are the characters of God. All these things, that person possesses the character of God. He has a character like of God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Godliness.
I'm
discussing the second dimension of godliness now. Character like of God. These are the fruits bear by the Holy Spirit. We call them the characters of God. Possessing this character and living a life accordingly is called godless in the second dimension. Those two meanings you must understand. Having character like of God and existing like God. You exist like God. By this I'm talking on point two. Now that you understand what godless is all about, and the explanation about it. Now the privileges and benefits of godliness. Privileges and benefits of godliness. I'm taking back 1 Timothy chapter 4. I'm going to read the 7 and 8. But to refuse profane and old wives, you know this. You know all those old women are children that they invite you and talk to you. Now train yourself unto godliness. Train yourself so that you can exist like God. For bodily exercise profitable to you. But godliness is profitable unto all things. I'm discussing the privileges and the benefits of godliness. So godliness is profitable unto all things. Having promise of the life that now is, and of that life which is to come. That means if you can be living a godly life, it will be beneficial to you at this present world, beneficial to you at your youthful time, it will lighten up your future. And even when you grow old and die, your destination will be better. Now it tells us, godliness is profitable unto all things. Now, in all the profit it amounts to, I'm going to tell you
literally.
When they say all, no one can tell it all. The benefit of godliness is very numerous. Remember, I talked about existing like God, existing in holiness, perfection, blameless, bodily and physically. And I also discussed having the characters of God.
Love,
temperance, joy, faith, possessing all those things, temperance. These are the characters of God. Now, what are the benefits there? The benefits are in the miracle. You consider the
things.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Great gain. What are the benefits? What are the benefits? If you can have godliness, number one, in each, it is in godliness you get to administer all things. Now, this is a secret. Understand very well. Understand this. That's the reason why you must proceed. Anyone without godliness, he cannot administer things that God
creates.
Genesis 1 verse 26, I'm explaining the other time. God said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness, that they may have dominion. Let's create all them like us. Let's create them that will be like us. And now when they be like us, they have dominion. Anyone that cannot be like God in character, attitude and thought cannot have dominion. Therefore godliness, it enhances the privilege, the power and authority to have dominion over things that God creates, either visible thing or the invisible one. Godliness, make the devil, the demons, the evil people and enemies, even if you are little, they see you like God. Because you have possessed God, when they see you, they will see God in your life. Now they will flee. Listen, they will flee. These are the reasons why God provided faith. God wants you to pursue away the devil. He wants us to chase away the devil away from us. We chase him down the ground as he was chased away from heaven. Anyone that is to chase the devil away, the person must possess godliness. And that was why Jesus told the Jews in the book of, don't you know as you say that you are God? That when you possess godliness, demons, the devil, evil spirit, they will see you like God. It's as if you possess something. Now the devil will be sleeping in you. Godliness acts like that. They will see the picture, image, and everything that is of God upon your life. Godliness. The another benefit. It makes it easier for the Spirit of God to appear in one's life. If you can begin the life of godliness as from today, as you are listening to the message, if you can open your heart and receive the grace, it will make it be easier for the Spirit of God to appear in your life. Godliness in all things, that you intentionally surrender every of your appearance, character, thought, you make it holy. You make it only perfect without blame, the glory will shine. You are reflecting the characters of God.
Mm-hmm.
It will make it easier for the Holy Spirit to wrought his mightiness and greatness and wonders in your life. It will make it easier for the Holy Spirit to manifest in your life. Make it easier for the Holy Spirit to make use of you. There's a lady I read about her. She's called Ellen. This lady, she's a godly lady. Do you want me to tell you about her? Do you want me to narrate the story about a little girl who lives here? Hallelujah. Now I'll say it. If I could find the book and which you would
start,
I'm discussing the privileges and benefits of godliness. From a younger age, she was a believer. From a young age, she has been living a godly life. Now we are read, when she's walking, when she walks, her own dressing style is different. She has her own special way of dressing her clothes. All her clothes are dressed in a pattern. That is the way she ties her head. Not that because people put on nets, she put it on. Not that because what put on nylon bag, she also put it on. You know the world changes. They can change you to put on the nylon of bread. Ellen will never do that. She has decided it. That's calf. Now there's a pattern for her time. She has a way she sees her clothes. That lace, Ankara, whatever cloth. She has a way. She has a way. She has a way. She will never give her cloth to demonic tailor. She give her cloth to godly tailor. The people on the street are. Now while she's walking, as possessive as God, they thought it was an angel passing. They thought angel. Even when she got admission in the university, the courses in that university, that they forced some people out to rape them, that they beat some of them and do some of things. While Ellen passes, courses will be coming to come away. They will kneel before her. They say, pray for me. Pray for me. And I'm going to give you a book. Say, pray for me. She will pray for them. Even without preaching unto them, they began to cry. That is the work of godliness in our life. Our life is already transparent. Now they could view God in our life. Even a particular courtship there, while Ellen is passing in the dark, because she walks anytime, you can walk out at night to pray, walk out at night for night study. Because some will be scared to go out, or their chest open, their sketch open, and the parents tell them they will squeeze their mouth. Squeeze their mouth, they begin to do a thing. Is this not good? Is this not good? Is that one not good? And also brothers. Even all our yes, I very bad. How can you have this yes, sir? Do you see that kind of thing on my head? They say, you are already aged. But we are youth. I'm discussing Ellen to you now. The life she lives makes it easier for God to reflect through her. Listen to me. There are many courses that God converted through our life. They view her as if Jesus was seen. Not only that, that thing make her a renowned person through our nation. I will not exaggerate.
unless I will not even tell you to what I read. Elin, global evangelist,
Dr. Bonke,
in the nation, they would like to invite us to their crusade. They would like to invite us to their churches. Do you know the reason? I'm told you I will not exaggerate. When, like we are having the program here, if Elish comes in, that our prayer tone will change. The environment will be saturated. A prayerless man will receive the inspiration of a prayer. You just see that something changed. You know, godliness that operates in our lives. Our presence in a place do foster the spirit of God in the life of his ministers. By that, they do invite us to attend their programs. You also look at something. I'm discussing godliness, the benefit.
Now,
we can say godliness. It is a direction to become a usable vessel in the hand of the Lord. It makes one a vessel of honor in the hands of the Lord. It makes God to be able to use one for all good things. Anywhere you step, when you live a godly life, God will make use of you. Your shadow, your voice, God will make use of you. I'm discussing with you the benefit. And I say, it is all profitable. There are numerous privileges and benefits in godliness. It makes one to have a very good conscience. It makes one to have a strong conscience.
And all right,
godliness is a great gain. Let me tell you something. It helps man to be successful over anything you lay your hands upon. Look at the lady I told you about, Elin. She found favor before God and before all men. She found favor. One's life will be pleasable to God and also to men. Godliness fosters prayer to be answered in time. Godliness gives the assurance of a glorious future. When you live a godly life, you never be afraid of your future, because you know you have a glorious future ahead of you. When you live a godly life, you have peace and rest of mind in your life. There will never be scaring. You will never be afraid of parental problems to reflect on your life. Godliness will embody your courage that this parent only begotten me, but God has born me again. Because by faith you have inherited the characters of God and disposed the characters of men. And by this I'm on to point 3. I call the secret to godliness. Secret to godliness. I've told you what godliness is all about. And I explained the privileges and the benefits. You might have it in your mind. Now, what is the secret for me to live such a godly life? What is the secret for me to be like that? What is the secret for me to have a godly life? Godliness doesn't accidentally come. It doesn't come through the act of the God that I have changed. It doesn't just come through fasting alone. An ordinary man cannot just possess godliness.
Godliness does not exist elsewhere but only in faith in Jesus. Anyone that is to possess godliness, number one, you receive genuine faith. This is the reason. John 1 verse 12 says, for as many as received him, to them gave he power to become children of God. As many as receive him, the numbers of people that receive him, they are given the power to become the children of God. When you receive a genuine faith, it makes the Spirit of God to possess man all over again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It
makes the Spirit of God possess man. All men are born through carnality. It is faith that gives an entitlement for the Spirit of God to possess man. You see, I said that godliness is the fruit of the Spirit. When you receive godliness, that means you have the seed of the Spirit of God. You have something that will spring forth godliness. The Spirit of God in your life. The Spirit of God in your life. It is a seed. Now when you believe, when you are committed, when you are consecrated, it will make the Spirit to manifest. It will make it to be well established and well rooted. Now it will be fruitful. God's godliness. Check back 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. Now you will see the reason why he discusses the secret. But it is profane and old wise fables. Check the next page, man. Exercise yourself. Say that. I cannot hear you. Train yourself. You train yourself. Now that you believe. You see unbelievers. There's no how he can train himself. It will only be an exercise for a rich human. But you as a believer, you have the fruit of God in your life. By the help of the Holy Spirit, you'll be led to train your flesh. Not your wisdom again. It is the Spirit of God that will train you. Listen to what I'm saying. Genuine faith will enable the Spirit of God to possess you. The Spirit of God that possesses you will enable you to train yourself. Now, when you train yourself, the Spirit of God will become fruitful.
Love,
patience, goodness, faith, and so forth and so on. Now you can ask me, why do you need to train yourself? Do you train yourself? You train yourself unto godliness. And this is the reason. Now you said you have renounced the devil, you renounce sin, you renounce every evil thing. I'm no more engaging, I give my life unto Jesus. Jesus has now received you as one. He has sent his Holy Spirit into your life. Your mind bear the witness that you have been forgiven. Because you have been cleansed by his blood. But now listen. Maybe you are 12 and you decided to receive Jesus. Or you are around 7 years of age, maybe at least like that. Or maybe you are around 15 years. Maybe 18 years. What I want you to understand is this.
Let's say you are in change world when you believe. Between that day 1 and that 12 years of age, what spirit controls you? Tell me loud and clear. The spirit of flesh. The spirit of flesh does the man controls him. That spirit has trained the body. Train the eyes how you are going to be. How you beat someone with your eyes. How you are beautiful with your high. It has trained you. Everything has been taught when it was in you. But now, the spirit of flesh has been taken away. And the spirit of God is now there. Now the body is there. The reason why you need to train yourself.
O ti nkan tun se pe lati odun mejila ni emi ara ti nko o ti ko oju ebe ti
maju. That for the last 12 years your body has been trained to eye another man. He has trained you to abuse the doing of evil.
O tun sele ni wipe ohun ma tun ti doro ti ma lara.
Because it has been addicted to him. The body will want you to do that. Now it is that you are going to tell to him. That I am now a person born of God. Anyone that is born of God does not sin. Because the likeness of God is in him. He cannot sin because he has been born of God. That the one that dwells in him is not the one that is there at another time.
O le wi pe ko ma chance ti o ma wo awon big abi
big brother
Niger BBN.
BBN, you might say you've been looking at the BBN there. Because you are used to him.
You
have been doing that. If you don't want to say, the Lord will book you. You spirit of flesh. That spirit of flesh is there. The spirit of God has come. But,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Listen to me. Definitely what I'm saying. That was the reason why he said you train yourself. Look at the house we built. Maybe it's a very evil caretaker is there before. Everything they know is just to collect money. And he will not even report the money. Even the tenants are very charitable ones. They use the house the way they like. But when the house owner comes and takes the charge of the house himself and delivers to the house of a good caretaker. When they got the charge of the house, importantly, they will tell the tenant today that the control of this house is no more for the person of their former time. You that you cook in the room, don't do that again. That if you cook in your room, they are going to. That if you wash in your room, don't do that again. You that you are trying to break the door or the walls. You can see those tenants. I'm using that as a point of discussion. They will let you do the more. But now when they have been told, you can't do that again. Because the former director has gone, the new one has come. The same thing, our body alive as well. The spirit you receive makes the spirit of God to possess your life. It is you by faith that you are going to declare it. Listen. If someone is walking nakedly on that road, it is not God that will change the way your eyes and say, don't look at him. Or maybe one will not, God will not bring your eyes and change the direction of your eyes. No. He will be the one to change the direction of your eyes. The spirit of flesh has turned your eyes to pornography from the young age. It has turned your eyes to make your points and blow someone. You be the one to turn it all over again. The secret, if you don't train it, and you tell it to him, flesh will not know anything. It will think it's like yesterday. But now when you say unto him, and you stand on him, that was like Jesus said,
He's talking to believers that if your eyes want to make you fall, pluck it out. Plucking out is not to remove your eyeball, but to deny your sight. Change the dilemma of your view. I'm not for that. The Spirit of God is not what? Now the Spirit of God does what? If somebody offends you and the body says curse him, you say no, I will not curse with my mouth again, because the Spirit of the Lord now dwells in me. He will say you fight, I will not fight. The Spirit of God now dwells in me. Body, be quiet. Now the new owner of my life is different from the older time. My caretaker is different now. Hallelujah. Shout out hallelujah loud and clear. The secret to dominance. And you train your body. You train your body. Train it. Train it. Let me give you another case study. You look at the fruitful tree that they plant at the front of the house or at the backyard. Maybe like fruit, oranges. You see, when they plant it, if you want to have branches, as little as this, you want to have branches, the people that are on the streets well, they will be pruning it rather. They will prune it because they want it to grow tall. They are training it. When they are pruning it, it will become more taller. When they prune it, it become more taller. Till it gets taller. When it gets taller to the position they lie, now it will spread. If you see a fruit that is tall and spread, it shouldn't have been so they are prone in. It was because the training that was how it got to that level. You look at that tree as your whole life. Because of the fall of man and the spirit of flesh by which we are born, it makes the flesh want to bring out the branches abnormal. Now by the Spirit of God you have received in your life, you prune it and prune it and prune it. They will prune that tree till it gets to the height of their preference. The same thing, you are also told that you are going to train yourself unto godliness. You train your eyes to be looking at holy things. You train your mouth to be uttering only words. You fill your mind with the thought of God to be thinking holiness. You train your legs to be walking holiness. You spread your heart with the word of God in so much that your character will be the desire of God. This is the secret we are discussing with you. Godliness for you as a youth is very important. If you can do that, if you can stand in this secret, the grace is available for you. You are under the grace. As I was mentioning to God, is making down the deal of grace over your life, and your life shall not remain the same. I said your life shall not remain the same. Amen. Godliness is a gain unto all things. As I promise, at this time, listen. What are the things that have gotten lost away from your life? Maybe during dreams, even the physical life, you never have wasted your time. Now you are painful of the situation. I am here to declare to you by the help of the Holy Spirit, there is still hope for your life. If you can be attentive to this secret and you're
understand. If you can desire to pursue righteousness of God, I can tell you, many things have gotten lost from you, they restored back. Because the word of the Lord said, when the thief is being arrested, that he will restore the things stolen in sevenfold. That the riches were swallowed, but they shall vomit in you.
Neither
the land swallow your land, your goodness of water. God, the creator of the land, world, and everything thereof, will commit it for you. Your time, that problem has wasted. God is ready to restore them for you. God is expecting you to go back to the channel of godliness. In godliness, characters like of God. There is no good thing that God cannot design with your life. Before I say rise up on your feet, listen to the secret I tell you just to
you.
If you want to live a godly life, number one, you have to receive your new
faith.
You will not come to the church through the window side. You come through the straight way, the way of the door. Coming through the door means that you repent away from sin. You give your life unto Jesus to control you. Now you rely on Him. You have genuine faith with these three steps. The number two I mentioned was that you train yourself. When you are into these three steps, it will make the Spirit of God to possess your land. Now you be very careful, you train yourself. What have I said you are going to do? You train yourself. The spirit of flesh has trained it for its own benefit before. But now that by faith you have received the spirit of God, you will train it on the direction of the spirit of God. Listen to how you train it. Shout hallelujah. Why are you there that you eat as early as 6, 7 a.m. every day? If you cannot be ashamed, can you raise up your hand? That you eat very early, 6 a.m., 7 a.m. If you eat like that, 6, 7 a.m. every day, if that is how you are trained, anytime 6, 7, you always like to eat. Because you have been used to that system. If you get to another place, and that one says we don't eat at 6 o'clock here, at 9 o'clock, it is important you train yourself to that new system. When it is at 6 and 7, your body will request for the food. Because you have trained your body to that system, because of your formal guidance of parents or whatever, but now that you are under another guidance, now the person says 9 a.m. You have to train yourself to that new system. The very first day you try to do it, it will not be convenient. The body will cry. The second day, third day, fourth, fifth, it will not be easy. But when you continue and continue, the body will be restored to the new system and it will be very fine with you. It will be fine. You can live a godly life in such a manner. I said I can live the life. You can live the life. I can live the life. Say to yourself, I will begin to live a godly life. As you declare that word, now rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Godliness. Who can come against us if the Lord be for us? Who shall wage war against us and overcome if the Lord be for us? Pursue. Righteousness, godliness, faith.
Amen.
Eyes closed. Lift up your hands. God, the gracious one. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Close your eyes and raise up your hands.
Ọlọ́run ti mọ tí yóò fi ṣe. Di ojú rẹ pé ọwọ́ rẹ sókè. Ìlólóde ọ̀fẹ́. Ṣí ọkàn rẹ pa yá níbi tó bá wà.
You might kneel down, rise on, you might stand down, just within a minute or two. Lord, you are the most gracious one. Give your grace unto me. Grace that is eternal. The grace that you have now at the Battle of Nigeria, even if I travel to UK, all over the world, grace that will not depart from my life. Grace that will be consistent. Grace for godliness. Grace for godliness will be given to my life. Grace that will not cease, that will not stop, that will not stop, that will not stop. Open your mouth and pray.
Holy of fair. Holy of fair, you are pure lono. Holy of fair, it's your jure. Ole kule. Ole naro. Pé orí ọ̀fẹ́ bí ó bá ti ṣe wẹ̀ láti bí láti bèrè láàrin ìṣẹ́jú kan sí méjì di ojú rẹ àdúrà tí a ń jà pẹ̀lú ìtara ni orí ọ̀fẹ́ ìwà bí ọlọ́run ẹ̀yọ̀ǹda rẹ̀ sínú ayé ni orí ọ̀fẹ́ ìwà bí ọlọ́run orí ọ̀fẹ́ ìwà bí ọlọ́run orí ọ̀fẹ́ ìwà bí ọlọ́run ẹ̀yọ̀ǹda rẹ̀ sínú ayé wa máa wí fún Olúwa. A ó gbàdúrà lé fún wa.
ori ofe lati ma to ara si wa bi olorun boya won tin se se ku se tele o si ti gbagbo bayi boya mu mu ku mu tele boya njale boya loju kokoro o ma mu nkan ni nkan o wa ti bi aye e foluwa bayi ara re ara yo be bere iwo lo to o to o to ni wipe emi ti yato si ti John pe ti John lo nwi yen o sugba ni se mo ti di tuntun emi oluwa ti wonu ni o ti nbenu ni mi o se be ma mi o gbogbo ku bo ma mi o lo sodo ori abani desi okunrin tabo bere ma mi o pe mo mi o pe mo wa so da dura wa so di gbogbo e pe mi o se mo wa to ni to si wa bi olorun oluwa fi ori ofe fun mi ori ofe ti a fi so ara si wa bi olorun ni oruko jesu oluwa wa
jesus no my lord
oluwa si ti se
as you have said what I've
oluwa ti bukun fun yin
dide
nibi to wa bayi
rise up on your feet
dide nibi to wa
rise up on your
feet ni oruko jesu ni pe mi oluwa
by the spirit of the lord
ori ofe yen ko ma ba aye yin lo
that grace follow your life
ni ori ofe yi ni
by this grace in this convention the fullness of blessing for every life in Jesus' name. Everything you have lost, you listeners here and everywhere, the listener and potential listeners, that lost glory, lost certificate, lost goodness, lost talent, lost gift, lost goodness. By the grace of God, they will return unto you in Jesus' name. By the grace of God, they will receive them back in Jesus' name. Receive them back in Jesus' name. Because for to God, the name of man, I said, receive it back in Jesus' name. Close your eyes whenever you had that brother. That very last good thing, receive them back in Jesus' name. The last good thing, receive them back. Every good thing, receive them back. Lost time, lost glory, lost beauty, lost blessing. Lost gift, the goodness I cannot even mention, that you know that you don't know, the one that has been gotten lost in one way or the other. By this grace, receive them back in Jesus' name. By the Son of the Lord, receive them back. Your life has been redeemed. Your time has been redeemed. Your gift has been redeemed. Your glory has been redeemed. Your name was
redeemed.
Your life will be pleasing to God.
Oluwa wa
in Jesus name.
Oh,
Allah.
Hallelujah. Meta pelu
o meta. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ogo. Ma patewo fun Jesu ko ba ni Olorun fo ti Olorun ti se.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Put your hands together for him. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. I am brother success. I am brother success. I said brother. I am brother. I am brother success. It is brother that I mentioned now. I am brother success. Success, I am brother success. Sing aloud, I am brother success. I am brother success. Say, I am brother glory. I am brother glory. Glory. I am brother glory. I am brother favor. I am brother favor. Sing aloud, I am brother favor. Our hands. I am brother favorless. Say, I am brother favor. I am brother favorless. Hallelujah. favor. I am God of favor is me. I am God of success. I am God of success. Amen. We bless the name of God. That the Lord has begun with us. But we must understand that it is very important why the message is going on. Some of us, you know, we come to the convention. It is important that our jotters and our pen is very active. All these messages, they are great treasures of God over our life. And I pray the blessings that God has provided for us, the one that has begun already, nothing of it shall lead our life in Jesus' name. Let's listen to the administration of the choir as we go. May the Lord bless us in Jesus' name.